This is Morning Edition. I'm Doug Tribou. Hundreds of protesters spent hours on the Michigan State University campus yesterday. They were demonstrating because of white supremacist Richard Spencer, who gave a speech there last night. When protesters and Spencer's supporters met outside the venue yesterday, things turned violent. Shayna Roth of the Michigan Public Radio Network was there, and she joins me now. Good morning, Shayna.
Good morning, Doug.
Richard Spencer's visit wasn't an event sponsored by the university, so please remind us how he got permission to have that event at MSU.
It was a good old-fashioned compromise. Spencer's Institute sued Michigan State University, and from that, they kind of came to a settlement or an agreement about the time, place, and manner of the speech. And it was agreed that he would have the speech at the Livestock Educational Pavilion, which is really on the outskirts of campus. It's kind of in this big field. When you go inside, there's portions of it that look like a barn. So he would have it there on the first day of spring break in the evening time.
What was the scene like last night in East Lansing?
It really evolved over time. Around noon is when the protesters started to gather at a commuter parking lot. And then around, I'd say about 2:30-ish, they started to walk over there. And there was at least 150 protesters there at that time. They started to march over. And then when police started to kind of line up because Spencer attendees were starting to get there, that's when things really started to shift. Protesters started to yell at police, to, you know, say things to them and try to engage with them. And then once the Spencer attendees really did start to show up, that's when things got, in some cases, physical.
So tell us a bit more about that. I watched some videos online. It looks like things really got violent at several different points as the two groups came together.
What started to happen is the police would try to escort an attendee through this sort of tunnel of law enforcement officers. And they were in, you know, the vests and the helmets and essentially the riot gear. And then they would have to turn at some point and go into a more open space. And that's when a lot of the protesters would essentially get at them. And they were really trying to, as one, just push this person away. They did not want people to see Richard Spencer speak. In some cases, I saw attendees kind of hide behind police. But then in other cases, the attendees were really fighting back. And then that's when things would get physical because both sides were really just kind of ready to tumble.
What were the protesters who you spoke to saying about why they had turned out, and what was their sort of main message?
Their main message was that we cannot allow for this type of hate and this type of attitude to go mainstream, and that events like this one are what allow those ideas to thrive. Therefore, we have to attack them and try and prevent that from happening. One student that I talked to is Olivia Franklin, and I'll just let her explain why she was there.
I hope to get out of this a little bit more recognition for how serious the alt-right and the white supremacy issue still is today. I mean, World War II ended how many years ago? And we're still protesting against Nazis. There's a problem with that.
Shayna, were there any arrests last night?
Yes, there were multiple arrests on both sides. The last I heard was that there were 24, possibly more, arrests that night. And the charges that they had range from misdemeanors to felonies. So that includes resisting and obstructing an officer. And I think at least one charge was throwing of a chemical agent.
Shayna, did either side see yesterday evening as a success?
Yes. I did speak with someone who helped plan the protest, and he said, yeah, it was a success. We only let in a few people. From news reports, less than 50 people actually saw Spencer speak, and that might include media people. But he says, you know what? People showed up, and that we put our bodies in the street, and he said, absolutely, it was a success.
And what about the people who turned out to see Richard Spencer?
I wasn't able to talk to any of them. I waited around afterwards for about an hour, and I didn't see anybody leave the pavilion. I don't know how they got out of the pavilion. I know that Spencer, during his speech, was complaining about the protesters and saying that there would have been a lot more people there if they hadn't been essentially run off by protesters. I don't really know what his purpose was in specifically going to MSU, so I don't know if that purpose was met. He was able to speak, so there is that.
Shayna Roth of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Shayna, thanks.
Thank you.